I sometimes give Father Aaron a hard time for being a bit dorky and overly obsessed with C.S. Lewis and stuff, but I have to admit, I'm just as big a dork as he is, just in other ways. And I have to preface this homily with that. There's a movie I really like that is called Jet Li's Fearless, which is a martial arts movie, China, around the time of the colonization of China. And it is fantastic cinematography, great choreography, all that good stuff. But the story is beautiful. It follows the life of a man in China who was trying to be the best martial artist around, and he had achieved great success and was lavish in drinking and taking on students and everything else. And in his efforts to be the best, some of his students come and tell him a lie about one of the other masters in town. And upset, he challenges this master to a fight and ends up killing him, only later to realize that his students were the ones who were in the wrong. And he's devastated by his actions. And he steps away from it, leaves it all behind, wanders off for a long time to find himself again, to find what truly matters. When he comes back after China's being colonized by Western civilizations, and he starts a new school founded on integrity, mutual respect, and honor. And as these Western countries are trying to show that they're better than China, or the Western way is better, they challenge him at the end to a very unfair fight. And I'm going to have to spoil the movie, so I'm sorry about that. But he has to fight three other fighters, back to back to back, from all these other countries, so that they can show that they're better. And he defeats them one after another with honor, respecting them, bowing to them, even in the last fight being poisoned. And he's not well, and he keeps going, and he keeps the competition up, even where his opponent is saying, "This is wrong, this is unjust." He says, no, I want to continue. And right before the poison takes him, he delivers what would be a winning blow, but pulls the punch, and he falls to the mat. And they try and declare this other contestant the winner, and he says, "No, I did not win." And he lifts up his opponent, raises his hand in the air, and shows that this was the true winner. The honor in that, so beautiful to see that transformation. It's not about conquering or domineering, but a mutual respect. And even when they're trying to show that they're better than the other one, that honor that is showed to them leads that final competitor to a conversion of heart, to true love for his opponent, saying, "No, he is right. There is something good in him." Brothers and sisters, we are in uncharted territories in our day and our country. Friday was a decision that has been prayed for many, many years. And yet, we know how divisive it is. We're grateful in the church for the decision, but this isn't a time for triumphalism and pride. In our gospel today, Jesus and his disciples encounter a village that reject them, that reject Jesus Christ himself, and the disciples ask, "Should we call fire down from heaven to consume them?" But they learn nothing from Jesus. He turned and rebuked them. Jesus does not desire that we be forcibly made to adhere to his will. He doesn't desire to destroy. He desires to save us all. He wants our free gift of self, our love, our integrity in following him, not our utter destruction. And so St. Paul so beautifully says in our second reading, "For freedom you are called, brothers and sisters, but do not use this freedom as an opportunity for the flesh. Rather, serve one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one statement, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you go on biting and devouring one another, beware that you are not consumed by one another." We are grateful for the Supreme Court's decision, but that does not mean we are not still called to love our neighbor. In fact, it challenges us to do so all the more. St. Paul tells us that we are to preach the gospel in season and out. And in some ways, it seems like the gospel message is in season again. The truth has won out. But that doesn't mean we are done preaching. We are called to still love our neighbor as ourselves, even those who disagree with us. We are called even more to support women who find themselves in crisis pregnancies with our love and support so that they can bring that child into the world and they do not feel that need to go and travel to wherever to end a human life. We are called to respond with love even where there may be violence, brothers and sisters. We've seen in the news and perhaps been afraid of the riots, the graffiti, the arsons, and everything else going on. But our desire to show that we're right by proving it, by fighting back and just destroying our enemy, wins us nothing. It is not the way of Christ. It is not honorable. It is not good. It is not just. But to show love and compassion, to show integrity in the message of life that we hold, that even those who disagree with us and who may persecute us, that their lives are valuable. There is integrity and love and goodness in that. And it may not be easy and they may not like us for it, but it is who we are. It is who Jesus calls us to be. He himself was rejected. Foxes have their dens and birds of the sky have their nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head. And yet he turns to the next one and says, "Follow me." Jesus shows us a better way. He shows us a way that inspires and that brings healing rather than perpetuating division and hatred. He calls us to live by the Spirit and not by the ways of this world. Brothers and sisters, we must continue to preach and to live the gospel, not biting and devouring one another, not adding to the hatred and vitriol on the internet or the violence we've seen even in our own city at times. We must show what it means to love every human life from conception to natural death, to love every human life, including those who would persecute and fight against us. We must show what it means to have integrity and that the power of love conquers all. Brothers and sisters, the flesh desires against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. May we not act out of the world, responding with the ways of the world, but may we respond with the love of Christ, freely inviting others to see the goodness that is there and to follow it as well, even if we get knocked down a step. Perhaps they'll see that integrity and love in us that we've been trying and praying to see for so many years, that they may look at us eventually and say, "There is something good and right and honorable in this," that they too may be converted and saved, and that we may truly love all our neighbors as ourselves.